Costello. You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Champions League 2020 will return to India for the 2013 edition of the high-profile 2020 tournament in September and October. India will host the tournament, which was won last year by Sydney Sixers when it was held in South Africa, for the third time in 5 years, from the 17th of September to the 6th of October. A total of 29 matches will be played by participating teams from Australia, India, New Zealand, Pakistan, South Africa, Sri Lanka and the West Indies, all of them aiming for a share of the $6 million prize fund. As the competition clashes with the end of their domestic season, England will not be sending any representatives this year, and as in previous competitions, a qualifying tournament will be held to whittle down the competitors to two groups of five. India women completed a 3-0 one-day international series clean sweep over Bangladesh women with a 58-run victory in the final match in Ahmedabad. Rumana Ahmed returned figures of 4 for 20 as India were bowled out for 154, before Bangladesh were dismissed for 96 in reply, Poonam Yadav taking 3 for 15. Swagatika Rath top scored for India with 30 in what was a low-scoring match as captain Harmanpreet Kaur made 29 and Smriti Mandhana 23. India also beat Bangladesh 3-0 in the 2020 international series that was held prior to the ODIs. Yesterday's Indian Premier League doubleheader saw wins for Royal Challengers Bangalore and Pune Warriors. Bangalore took their second consecutive 8-wicket win by beating Kolkata Knight Riders as Chris Gayle smashed 85 not out in 50 balls to make light of a target of 155. Gautam Gumbhir had earlier made 59 before RP Singh took 3 for 27 to put Bangalore on course for the win. In the evening game, Pune Warriors took their first win in 12 matches with a convincing 7-wicket triumph over 2008 champions Rajasthan Royals. Aaron Finch marked his debut with an innings of 64 to help Pune get off the mark, and Yuvraj Singh marked his return to the side after missing their previous game through injury by hitting the winning runs.